I have a special guest with me in the studio. Every guest is special. But Dana Thewis is not only a guest, but a friend and a very active member of our community. Thank you, Dana, so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We are here. We could talk about a lot of things, but we're here to talk about community partners. And you have recently put out a call/request for more drivers. So this may seem like a very obvious thing, but let's just back up a little bit. The mission of community partners is to keep elderly people in their homes as long as possible. And driving is probably one of those first things to go. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yep. It is a very early need.
I know that with my parents, they're pretty capable and competent, but driving, I still think, and I know there are now you can take tests, you know, senior tests to lower your insurance. And I don't know. You want to just share a little bit the history of the driving volunteerism? Like, how did that start and how long has that been going? You know, how many drivers do you have? Tell us the situation.
Yeah, so we serve folks 55 plus, and we do rides to medical appointments, mental health, dental, eyes.
I'm sure there's plenty.
Yes, and we do drives into Harbors and in Duluth. And that's kind of where there's an extra catch. There are plenty of folks that will drive in town here. They can get to their appointments in Two Harbors. They can get to Lakeview Clinic, the grocery store. But they are not comfortable driving down to Duluth. And especially with all the construction and the new buildings, they're going, I've got an appointment, but I have no idea which building this is.
Right.
And
very easy to picture.
Yes, yes. And so that's the part where they may still be driving everywhere else. They may even still drive to Duluth for other things. But that extra concern of, I have to get to the doctor appointment. It's at this time. I can't be late.
Right. Right. And so you need more drivers that can navigate Duluth, basically.
Yes, yes. And so we have about, I think, 8 to 12 active drivers. A few of those folks only drive in Two Harbors. We also have a few folks who don't drive quite as frequently, which we want drivers who are willing to drive once a month, once a week, whatever. We're willing to work with folks because you're a volunteer. You get to set your schedule. It's on your time. And we previously have had closer to 24 drivers.
Mm.
We also previously we were doing more like 30 rides a month, and now we're up close to 90 rides a month.
Wow.
And so just even then the volume has increased, and it does not seem that is going to change as we look at the demographics of our community, as we look at the needs that we have, that's going to only continue to increase.
Yeah, what's the average age of your drivers? These are probably people that aren't super young themselves, right? Like,
we have 3 drivers who are over 80.
Wow.
Yep. Every now and then I go, all right, if one of these drivers had to quit driving, one of those drivers, he drives for us multiple times a week.
Wow. Wow. So if you're a good driver, there's no age limit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The idea of as you age, you can't drive isn't completely accurate.
Yeah.
We will allow anyone over 18 to be a volunteer driver for these medical rides. So you don't have to be retired. You don't have to already be at that older age. If you work part-time, if you work shift work, you could absolutely help fill a need.
Yeah. And I know you said in your request, so I thought it was a smart way to approach it, is just because you sign up to drive doesn't mean you have to say yes all the time. Like, you can really do it when it works for you. And Dana, you even promised to help people practice saying no if they need practice with that. So
absolutely.
Hopefully that will bring in a few others too who maybe hadn't thought of themselves as drivers or who have only limited convenience. Dana, would you say is there a relationship building perk about this? Like, is it?
Yes.
Do people have fun driving other people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we match up our volunteers with our participants, we are cognizant of What are your interests? What are things you might want to talk about? We want this to be enjoyable for everybody involved. And so, yeah, drive to Duluth, you got 30 to 45 minutes. You get to chat, you get to check in with folks. We have one participant who is getting rides at least once a week, and he has the same driver every week. And so they have now been doing this actually since 2020.
Buddies.
Yes. And so he calls, the participant calls in and says, hey, I've got this ride. I send a text off to the volunteer. Occasionally, the volunteer's not available. And then that's why we have other drivers. We fill somebody else in. But there is absolutely that opportunity to make some new friends and to get to chat with folks who you might not otherwise know are in town.
Yeah. Would you say, Dana, is this reflective of many of the services Community Partners provides? Like things, we've heard so much about our aging population, and you're sort of on the ground with this. What else are you seeing? What other trends?
We also do the volunteers for Meals on Wheels. We do some grocery shopping and delivery. We have a caregiver support group. We do events, and we're just seeing an increase in the need across the board. Our grocery program was gone before COVID, but it really expanded during COVID. And it's dipped some, but it's an increased need. Mm-hmm. There are folks who just walking through the grocery store, getting everything off the shelves is difficult. We, in the last week, I think I saw there are three new people on the Meals on Wheels route. And the need keeps going a little farther out of town. We're now delivering meals to folks on Highway 12 because if they're homebound, they need their food.
Right. I would think you're also, I mean, we have such a big influx of semi-retired and newly retired couples to this area who I would think would be primo volunteers.
Absolutely.
Is that what's happening too?
Yes, we definitely have folks that volunteer with their partner, with their spouse, with a friend. We have a couple different sets of folks that deliver Meals on Wheels together because it's enjoyable when you have a friend with you. And you can still also chat with participants and get to know other folks, but then you have a buddy. We find that our high schoolers like to volunteer in pairs or in small groups. Adults are the same. It's a social activity.
It is a social activity. And I'm hoping you have special ways to reach this particular. I know that semi-retired and retired people in their 50s, 60s, early 70s are becoming some of the most active people in our community. It's really quite a thing to see what they can offer and see what kinds of things they show up to. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit how the bingo went, the spooky bingo this week. I know you had
an
event.
It was really fun. It was very well attended. People had a blast. We had some really great prizes. Our normal bingo caller wasn't available. It was partly because I was late asking him, but we had someone else jump in. We've got some really, really great volunteers who are very personable. We had delicious food made by some of the students at the high school through Mrs. Ogg's Facts class. Super cute cupcakes, some healthy and some treats. And it was a blast. We found that, yep, if it's a 4 o'clock event, people show up early. So we were a little rushed getting things all together at the end there. But it was fun. It's always a good time. It's always nice to be able to chat with folks, to see some friends, to meet some new people, and just engage together.
Yeah. And one thing I've noticed about just scheduling, and I think partly it's flexible work schedules and working from home, and partly it's our aging population, is that more and more events are being scheduled during the day, and especially in daylight hours.
Yes.
And that's a trend I've noticed with Community Partners as well.
Yes. And if we have folks who are interested, who are going, hey, I really want to attend an event, but I don't get off work until 4:30 or 5, let us know. Because if people, we want to be providing services that meet the needs of our community. And we have tried to switch. We were doing events 1 to 3. We're now shifting it to 4 to 6 and 1 to 3. But if there are folks going, hey, I really need 5 to 7, we want to know that.
Mm-hmm. I think the 4 to 6 is a great time myself. I think 1 to 3 is too close to nap time.
Yes. I wish I had that nap time every day.
I know. All right. And Dana, I believe you have a fundraiser coming up also.
Yes. Yes. In December, we will have our fundraiser. And that is going to be an event at the hospital. I don't remember what the official title of that room is.
Yep.
We're going to have some music. We're going to have a silent auction. Items that have been donated by artists at the Voyager Artists group. And it's going to be a fun time. Tickets are $40. They are on sale at our office. We do have a link on our website. You can buy them through PayPal. But otherwise, come down to our office, check in with us. We'd love to sell you a ticket and give you more information.
What do you have a date for that event?
It is on Saturday, December, I believe it's the 9th.
Okay. We will double check that to be sure.
Perfect. Yes, please.
Thank you. And to all you listeners who have been listening to this with interest and would consider being a volunteer driver, who do you call or contact to find out more information on how to sign up?
Call our office, 218-834-8024. I am extension 2. You can find us on Facebook, Community Partners TH. And then we also have a website, communitypartnersth.org.
I'm speaking with Dana Thewis, the volunteer coordinator of Community Partners. Thank you so much, Dana. We will have you again, I'm sure, sometime on the radio.
Thank you.
That was Dana Thewis, volunteer coordinator for Community Partners.